Today we have a selection of frequently asked LDN questions submitted by our members. They are answered by our medical advisors and medical members. Any LDN questions you may have, please email linda@ldnrt.org.
Hi, I'm Andy Rhodes, and I am a compounding pharmacist and VP of Clinical Development with Custom Rx Pharmacy. Can I stop taking LDN cold turkey? It is not known whether or not tapering off LDN would provide any benefit to patients taking it who desire to discontinue the therapy. Since low-dose naltrexone's direct actions only occur over a few hours and its downstream effects rely on the body's own response, it is not expected that a patient would experience common withdrawal effects such as chills, sweating, nausea, and vomiting that are seen when withdrawing from other medications. The question then becomes, will a patient see an increase in symptoms of their condition if they abruptly stop LDN? If a patient has been successful at decreasing their inflammatory response and the manifestations of their condition have been reduced or disappeared, they may not see an increase in symptoms if they abruptly stop LDN. However, since LDN does help increase endorphin release and modulates the immune response, depending on the severity of their condition, it is possible that some patients will see symptoms return once they have stopped LDN. Tapering the dose may help certain patients determine if they are ready to discontinue it or not.
Can LDN be taken while on transplant medications? Answered by Dr. Akbar Khan, read by computer. That is an interesting question. I have a patient right now in the UK in this exact situation. Someone else already gave him LDN, and he was on it for a while by the time I consulted on his case. He had no organ rejection at all. I suggest to be cautious and start low with the LDN dose, 1 milligram, and increase slowly while watching for rejection. Be sure to inform the hepatologist, so they are aware that the dose of anti-rejection drugs might need adjustment.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Livingood, Medical Advisor at LDN Research Trust, and the question comes to us today, how does LDN work in the body? Well, this is a fairly complicated question. It has many effects, actually, and we're probably just beginning to learn about all the different effects of LDN. There's some interesting perspectives on research in this based on what we're looking for. So one of the earliest elements of research was that on the anti-inflammatory properties, and we really should say inflammatory modulation properties. LDN has been so helpful because it doesn't directly push unilaterally in one direction the immune system, the inflammation markers, nor the opioid system that we talk about so frequently with LDN. It's more of a modulator. So to that effect, it balances our T helper cell ratios. For example, in a lot of diseases, we have elevated Th2, and we want to bring that back into balance. Of course, we need our immune system. We don't want to completely quell the response, but we want balance, and that's what LDN does. So it brings our T helper cells into appropriate balance so that our immune system can respond appropriately, but not in an overactive way. So if it's hyper, it calms it. If it's suppressed, it boosts it. It's really pretty fabulous. It also works on the inflammation cascade, which starts very high up, actually in the brain. There's these toll-like receptors. We know that LDN operates on TLR4, TLR9. This also has a vast downstream effect on the inflammation cycle in the whole body. And even in the brain. So a lot of medications cannot cross the blood-brain barrier or affect the brain, but this is working on such small molecules that it has a systemic effect. So this is wonderful for neurodegenerative diseases, multiple sclerosis, and things like that, as well as anywhere else in the body, the limbs, digestive tract, etc. So modulating the inflammatory cascade, modulating the immune system, and then, of course, modulating our endogenous opioid system, LDN helps to regulate dopamine, serotonin, and then, of course, the other byproducts of that, melatonin, so it can help with sleep. It increases in that way. Think of your neurotransmitters. They modulate our mood, our experience of life, our awareness. So modulating that in a healthy way can be very beneficial. And then finally, some of the other areas that we see LDN helpful for in working in the body is to help fight off cancer cells. Now, this is a very cutting edge and interesting line of work. So, of course, people who are researching this can have more information for you on how LDN can actually help to reduce the number of cancer cells while keeping the immune system and other cells around it healthy. So we see LDN working in a lot of different capacities, and I'm sure that's just the tip of the iceberg as we learn more and more about all the things that LDN can do. For more information, please visit the LDN Research Trust website.
This is Dr. Judith Safrir. Is low-dose naltrexone tolerated by most people? Yes, LDN is tolerated easily by most people. Occasionally, there are people who do not tolerate it. These are typically the supersensitive patients who have an adverse response to most supplements and are hypersensitive to environmental stimuli. In these cases, I recommend using very tiny doses, which sometimes are tolerated. Sometimes the timing of the dose can make a difference. For instance, for those who do not tolerate it due to sleep disturbance. A person may experience insomnia if they take it before bedtime, but it's fine if they switch to a morning dose. In addition, there is no standard dose that works for everyone. A lower dose may work better for one person than a higher dose. It can be important to find the appropriate dose for the specific patient.
Dr. Julia Piper,
can you drink on low-dose naltrexone? Whilst it is possible to drink alcohol whilst you are taking LDN, because of the opiate receptor blocker effect of low-dose naltrexone on the body, the feel-good factor from alcohol is much reduced. However, when you are taking any medication, it is always advisable to keep alcohol to a very minimum, maybe limiting it to a drink with a meal, such as a small glass of wine with meals. It is noticeable that low-dose naltrexone, because of its ability to block the opiate receptor and thereby take away the feel-good factor from alcohol, is used in higher doses to reduce the potential possibility of recovering alcoholics returning to drinking large amounts of alcohol. In this form, however, naltrexone is used at the normal doses of between 50 and 75 milligrams rather than the highest dose of the low dose naltrexone, which is only 4.5. So it's quite a big hike in dose in order to use naltrexone in recovering alcoholics.
Hi, this is Dr. Julia Ward. What happens when you stop taking low-dose naltrexone? So low-dose naltrexone is an opioid blocker. Stopping it will not cause any adverse effects. At the 4.5 milligram dosage, it stays in the body only 4 to 5 hours. So again, no bad side effects when you stop taking LDN.
This is Dr. Weinstock. The question was, can LDN help mast cell activation syndrome? I treat many patients with mast cell activation syndrome, or MCAS, and a group of us study MCAS online with the 160 physicians. And the overwhelming number of us find that there is benefit for these patients because it's commonly overlapping syndromes, which are basically part and parcel of MCAS, that often respond, such as fibromyalgia-like syndrome symptoms or chronic fatigue syndrome-like symptoms or even irritable bowel syndrome. So I actually looked at my ability to treat mast cell activation syndrome in 116 patients, and 60% said that they had actually felt improvements in a variety of parts of their body, and 20% had no impact, and another 20% had to stop the medication because they were having side effects from it. Now, mast cell activation syndrome patients often have symptoms related to intolerance to medication. So that's not a big surprise. So where did people find improvements? Well, in the 70 patients of 116 patients who found improvement, it was a wide array of things. So more or less, let's think about the head and go down to the feet. Depression, brain fog, anxiety, nausea, and insomnia were improved in 4, 3, 2, 2 patients respectively. Fatigue was improved in 11 patients, headache, 4 patients, dizziness, 1, and autism in 1 patient. Abdominal pain was improved in 15 of the 70 patients. Hives were improved in 2, rash improved in 2, and itch improved in 2. Just reducing mast cell activation flares were improved in 4 patients, allergies in 1, and difficulty breathing in 1. Gastrointestinal symptoms also improved in the area of diarrhea with 6, constipation in 5, bloating in 4, and stabilizing the weight in 2. Restless leg syndrome improved in 5 of the 70 patients. And joint pain improved in 11 patients. Muscle pain improved in 9. Nerve pain improved in 2. And then finally, when we get down to the feet, edema improved in 1. And an inflammatory condition called erythromelalgia improved in 1. And that actually is reported in a recent publication. So can LDN work for MCAS? Absolutely. And how does it work? Well, it's thought that T cell microparticles activate mast cells. And we do know that the LDN will reduce excessive T cell dysfunction. And there may be opioid nerve receptors on the mast cell, although it's not clear. And so conceivably that is another way for LDN to help MCAS.
What time of day should I take LDN? My name is Dr. Nicole Hartman, and I'm a naturopathic doctor in Kelowna, British Columbia. LDN has historically been prescribed to be taken at bedtime, as the majority of the endorphin production in our bodies occurs in the middle of the night. However, some patients may experience sleep disturbances with nighttime dosing, and in these cases, taking LDN in the morning may be recommended by your prescribing doctor. The LDN Research Trust medical advisors agree that LDN can be taken in the morning or at night, and both patients and prescribers report good results with both methods of administration.
Is LDN safe before, during pregnancy and while breastfeeding? Answered by Dr. Phil Boyle and read by computer. I usually stop LDN at 37 weeks in case the woman may need any opioid type of pain relief during labor. If there was zero chance of needing opioids, there is no need to stop LDN. When she has finished analgesia post-delivery, she can resume LDN. Based on my clinical experience, it is safe during pregnancy and breastfeeding. Typically, baby may get 1/10 of the medication when breastfeeding. Physiologically, it is harmless to baby at this amount. If mom is sleep deprived or stressed, LDN will be less effective during periods of stress. It will work better when stress is reduced. Does LDN have the same limitations regarding glaucoma, or a closed eye angle, as SSRIs or anticholinergic medication like Alatrolay, Cymbalta, etc.? Answered by consultant pharmacist prescriber, Gordon Adamson, read by computer. In clinical practice, LDN does not seem to have the same limitations on glaucoma as other drugs. LDN's effects seem to occur more slowly than other medications. In situations like this, our clinicians always advise that the patient's ophthalmologist must oversee all the aspects of medical practice in relation to the eye condition, but that the LDN can be used in a supplementary way to assist the patient's general recovery to normality. Does LDN boost the immune system? Answered by the LDN Research Trust, read by computer. Dr. Ian Zargon says LDN helps regulate the dysfunctional immune system.
Michelle Moser. How do I start LDN? Low-dose naltrexone is best started at a low dose and slowly increased over time. The diagnosis or health issue being treated with LDN can change the starting dose. Typical starting doses are 0.5 mg to 1.5 mg daily at bedtime.
Hi, my name is Natalie Cody, Pharmacy Manager at Performix Specialty Pharmacy. Will it work right away? So because many of the conditions that low-dose naltrexone is used to alleviate are autoimmune and inflammatory in nature, symptoms do take time to reverse. So as a result, one dose of the medication would not be enough to achieve relief. Low-dose naltrexone requires consistent and continued use to achieve the desired results. At low doses, naltrexone works by increasing endorphin release, which in turn modulates the immune system. To experience the benefit of low-dose naltrexone, results typically take up to 2 weeks or longer. Patients first need to find their optimal dose by gradually titrating their dose up. The rate of the taper is patient-specific. While some patients increase by 0.5 milligrams every week, others may increase by 0.5 or 1 milligram every 3 to 4 weeks. The ultimate dose is also patient-specific based on the condition being treated, improvement of symptoms, and overall goals of therapy and potential side effects experienced. Once the optimal dose is achieved, patients could anticipate about 2 weeks to experience the maximum benefit they would receive from the medication at that dose.
For procedures or dental work requiring only Novocaine as a local anesthetic, should LDN be stopped? Does LDN block the analgesic effects of the Novocaine? Answered by pharmacist Stephen Dixon, and read by computer. There are no interactions with any local analgesics. LDN can be continued as normal.